on the app, online, and across the Cape on 567 AM.
Join the conversation with Cape Talk.
Well, the conversation in our entertainment slot yesterday turned to the new movie, which is releasing next month, called The Forgiven, based on the life of Archbishop Desmond Tutu, focusing particularly on his time at the TRC and starring Forrest Whitaker, the Oscar-winning actor, in the lead role. We heard yesterday that there is a South African production partner who's been integrally involved in the making of this movie. That firm is Light and Dark Films, and I'm delighted to welcome producer Zahir Goodman-Biat on the line to tell us more about the project. Zahir, great to have you with us this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Pippa. Lovely to be here.
I know a movie like this doesn't get made overnight. How long have you been involved in this project?
About 5 years.
Okay, so it's a real labor of love. Zahir, when did you first hear that the movie was being made? Were you invited to be part of it, or did you put in a pitch to say, we want to be part of making that film?
So I heard about the script through the director, Roland Joffe, and his manager, Craig Baumgarten, all the way back in 2013. A friend of mine in Los Angeles was representing was interested in trying to help get the film made,
yeah,
and introduced us. So Roland is obviously very famous for having made films that I just adored as a young man, which were The Mission and The Killing Field.
Yeah.
So when I heard about the project, I was very interested to read the script. And so I got hold of it back in 2013, and then Roland and I collaborated on the script and getting all the details right for about 2 years, while we've also tried to raise finance and get all the cast together.
It's highly appropriate, of course, that there should be South African input on this, because it is such a South African story, Zahir. And I'm really glad that they have made the space for that collaborative process you've just described for us. Talk to us a little bit about how fictionalized the movie is. One always has to take some poetic license when telling a real life story on film, or generally one does. How much of that has happened with this particular production, and how much of it is really true to the word and the detail of the TRC itself?
So I first want to address, about them making space for it. So I want to make it clear this is the Light and Dark Films picture, and that we were the lead producers.
So you made space for them, effectively. Okay.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
So we raised all the money, and we made the film, and we artistically controlled it. So it is very much a South African film.
Okay.
But a film like this doesn't get made without the level of talent at that level. So, if we had made the film with all local actors and all local director and local everything, we would never have been able to get the kind of distribution we did, which is we pre-sold the film in, I think, over 19 countries before it was even made, because of the level of interest and obviously because of the level of talent. So that was a really great process. You talked about the fictionalizing, and obviously that's an important thing. So the Archbishop was very supportive of the story that we wanted to tell. And Roland had the brilliant idea of taking various details from the TRC and combining them in a poetic way. And so to tell a story which is not biographical, it's an artistic telling of the story. So the main antagonist in the film is a composite of several different things, and that
right.
allowed a lot of poetic license. So while the details of the particular case that we follow are not completely accurate, everything happened to someone.
I'm with you. So multiple people's stories combined into, for the sake of making the story with a linear storyline, that makes complete sense, and I'm sure people will understand that. Mm. I'm sure lots of listeners will be happy to hear you saying that the Arch was very supportive. I've already had a WhatsApp from someone saying, I can't wait to see Forrest Whitaker as Tutu, but I hope they did get input from the man himself. Clearly you did. So here, how deeply involved was he in this project?
So he was not personally involved in the making of the film. He has far more important things to do than make movies. But he was, he read the script and he gave us his thoughts about it. And we obviously showed him the film when it was done, and we consulted with his daughter and Poe a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Forrest knows him. They've done humanitarian work together. And Forrest was very, very concerned about the portrayal and wanted to do justice to the man and his legacy. And I think one of the greatest compliments that has been paid to Forrest was Bishop Tutu's daughter in Poe saying he really nailed it. He got all my father's mannerisms. He got the voice. He got the look. And I remember showing a photograph of Forrest in makeup to my wife when we were testing. And she said, wow, Bishop Tutu's looking well. And so that was, yeah, that was great. He was terrific.
I mean, that's the best commendation you can ask for. I know it was shot on location in and around Cape Town, including inside Polesmore maximum security prisons. How hard or easy was it to get permission to go into Polesmore?
It was, it's a maximum security working prison that is obviously got a lot of its own challenges, but the authorities understood the importance of being on location for that particular story. And it was a very challenging experience for us to be in a working prison and shooting there. But the authenticity it brought to the film is remarkable, and we're very, very grateful for everybody who collaborated and helped us to do that.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that there was a need to get international partners and big-name stars attached to the movie in order to make it widely marketable and sellable. But having said that, of course, there are a number of South Africans on screen as well. Can you talk us through some of the local stars who are involved in the project, Sahir?
So Thandi Makubela, who plays one of the main protagonists in the film, she plays a young mother whose child has disappeared. And in the film story, Bishop Tutu is trying to help her solve the mystery of her missing child. Mm-hmm. Thandi's performance is absolutely extraordinary. She completely steals the show at the end of the film and was just a complete revelation. So I think audiences are going to love her. And then there's quite an interesting story around everybody you see in the film who is a prisoner in the film is actually an ex-con. And wow. It was, it was a really interesting. A lot of the warders are real warders. So we were able to do a lot of work with people who were involved in the prison system. And that was also very interesting and very eye-opening for me to really understand the humanity of these people who've been really abused by the system in interesting ways. And because in many ways it's a film about the system, it's an interesting reflection. So the young man who plays Benjamin was outstanding. He's never acted before. He's never been in anything. And, he holds his own with Eric Bana, and he has some really powerful scenes with Eric Bana. And I'm really, really proud of our local actors. And then another standout is Terry Norton, who spends a lot of time with Bishop Tutu. And I've just adored Terry for 20 years. And she plays Tutu's assistant and magnificently.
Can't wait to see it, Sahir. It's an October release date, I think the 5th of October, if I'm not mistaken. How widespread a release are you aiming for in South African cinemas?
So Stir Kinnickel has the sort of details of what's what. I don't think it's a massively wide release. I think it's focused on the main urban areas right now. So Joburg, Cape Town, Pretoria, I think Bloemfontein, and a couple of others. But if people want to see it, please email your local cinema and ask them to get it.
Sahir Goodman-Bayat, thank you so much for chatting to us. Producer at Light and Dark Films, the South African production company responsible for the making of the movie The Forgiven, with some international help. Let me make sure I get it the right way around this time, Sahir. Thanks for chatting to us. Can't wait to see the movie. And remember, South African films need our support. If you go and see it on the opening weekend, it's that much more likely to stay on screen for longer. Ideally, that's what we want to see happen, to give everybody a chance to go and see it. So please book your tickets in advance and go and support The Forgiven, which opens in cinemas on the 5th of October.